Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, mit sagt es Chulin. Keurig Yud, Mischne Gimel. A Bechar is Pater mi Matnois Kehuna. From Zroya Lechaim Vekeva, again, which is the mitzvah of giving the foreleg, the jaw, and one of the stomachs to the kain. What is the din, however, if I have a Bechar that got mixed up with 100 animals of Chulin? Well, you are Mechuyev to give the Matanois. And I can't tell which is the Bechar that's Potter, or which are the ones, and that would be the other 99, where I'm a chuyev to give the Zrei L'chaim V'keva to the Kain. Now, let's see, what else did we learn about a Pchar? Right, we learned that the Pchar is given to the Kain. He's marked it as a carbon if it's a Tumim, if it has no blemish. If it's a Balmum, if the Pchar that I gave to the Kain gets a blemish, the Kain could eat it wherever he wants, or to sell it to whomever he wants to sell it to. In our Mishnah here, Masechtas Chulin Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel, we're talking about a Pchar that's a Balmum. So the Balim, they did their mitzvah, they gave it to the Kayan. Afterwards, the Kayan turned around and sold it to Yisrael, which he could do. It got mixed up with Behemoth of Chulin. My problem now is, what is the din in regard to the chiyuv of giving the matnais kahuna to the kayin? Wait a second. But you told me this is a pchar balmum, that the kayin turned around and sold to Yisrael. Doesn't that mean it has no kedusha in it anymore? And the answer is yes and no. Nothing like a straightforward answer, right? But a lot of things are yes and no. Itaka doesn't have the kedusha of a carbon, and he can sell it to a Yisrael, that's true. But it has a little bit of the Kedusha in it, at least in as much that there is no Chiyuv of giving Zoya L'chaim V'keva to the Kayan. So what do I do now? All the behemoths over here are Mechuyuv B'matanis. Matanis means these three things, Zoya L'chaim V'keva. There's one of them that's Potter. I don't know which one it is. Let's see our Mishnah. B'char Shenis Arev B'meya. A Bechar that got mixed up with 100 behemoths of Chulin, and I don't recognize which is which. Zakt the Mishnah weiter, bezman shemeya shechten es kulon. If 100 people are shechting these behemoths, in other words, the 100 behemoths over here belong to 100 different people. Everyone has a behemoth, everyone wants to shecht it. So poitrin es kulon. The fact that there's one Bechar mixed in over here, it patterns all of these behemoths from the Matnas Kahuna. Because every behemoth technically is a Suffolk Pchar that is Pater Min HaMatanais. So if the Kayan is going to come to any one of these people and say, excuse me, can I please have my Matanais? That person could say, hey, Reb Kayan, I'm very sorry, but can you please prove to me that I don't have the one that's the Pchar? But if we don't have a situation here where each of these behemoths belongs to someone else, rather, Echad Sheicher Eskul, and one is Shechting all of them, Poitrinloi Echad, only one of them would be Potter Min HaMatanais. Because the Kayan's going to come to this Yid and say, oh, I hear you're shechting like 100 behemoths. That's very nice. Can I please have my Zrei L'chaim V'keva? Of course, he can give it to any Kayan that he wants, but meaning to say, can the Kehanim please have theirs? So what's he going to say to the Kayan? Each one could be a Bchar? No. Because we know the facts over here. I am Mechuyev. For every chulin behemah, Zrei L'chaim V'keva. There's one over here that I don't have to pay for. So I would have to give Zrei L'chaim V'keva for each and every one of the behemoths over here, with the exception of one that's a Bchar. I can't say, well, each one is a Bchar. No, there's only one Bchar here. If there are separate people, each one can say, maybe mine is the Bchar. But if it all belongs to one person, he can't say that. Viter says, the Mishnah has shaychet l'kayin. Let's say some shechts a behemah, which belongs to a Kayan for a Kayan. Ulanachri, or someone shechts the behema of a non-Jew for this person who is not Yiddish, Patrim in HaMetanais. And there's no chiv of giving Zoya L'chaim V'keiv. V'hamishtateif imoin, says the Mishnah, a Yid who is a Shaychet. And he's shechting a behema that a Kayan has a partnership in, or a Nachri has a partnership in, he is potter to give Zoya L'chaim V'keva, but tzarech sheyirshay. He has to make a siman by the Matanis. So everyone should realize that it's not Sdam, he's shirking a mitzvah, he's not doing a mitzvah. But I don't have to give it because I have a kohen that's a shotif here. Or a nachri that's a shotif. Everyone should realize that the kohen or the nachri has a chelik in the behemoth. It shouldn't be chayshet that he's geizel, the matanis, that he's stealing it. Well, that's how the Bat Tanura learns. You have to physically make a simon, so everyone will say, oh, that's the simon. That means he has a shutfis with a oivet kechavim, or he has a shutfis with a kayan. Another pshat is, tzarech sheyirshoim, you should try to work things out to make sure that the zroya l'chaim v'keva is the part that belongs either to the kayan or to the nachri. Either way, today, this is the main heter, that for the most part, we don't give zroya l'chaim v'keva, because most of the time, the behema itself belongs at least in part to a nachri. Sakta Mishnah Vaitev Omar, if the Kayan says to the Yisrael, I'm selling you a behema, chutz min ha-matanis, with the exception of the matanis, potter. So the buyer is potter min ha-matanis, because it's not his. It belongs to the Kayan. So if someone's going to say to him, excuse me, you just shechted a cow, why don't you give the Zoy L'chaim V'keva to the Kayan? He's going to say, it's not mine. I bought this cow from a Kayan, and the Kayan said that the matanis, he's not selling to me. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Omar, if a person says, let's say to a butcher, Macharli b'nei me'el shel para, sell me the innards of this cow, b'nei me'el, part of its digestive system. The hoyu behen, and between the b'nei ha'mayim, that the yid bought was the matanis, let's say the keva, the stomach that's supposed to go to the kayin. Noisnan, the one who buys it, should give it L'kayin, to the kayin. The einoy menakalim in adamim. But the seller does not have to deduct the price. In other words, if I bought the insides of a cow, I can't say later to the seller, excuse me, but obviously the matanis I have to give to the kayin, so that I never really bought. So whatever price we made up, it's minus the matanis. No, we can't do that. The meicher does not have to take off that amount. Why? Because the buyer knew that you have to give it away to a kayin. So when you made up the price, it included the fact that, of course, this part of the stomach, this stomach is going to the kayin. The keva goes to the kayin. But if lokach imenu b'mishkel, let's say he purchased the menei ma'ayim according to weight, he bought it per pound. The measurement in the Gemara is a litra. So let's say we added all this up and it came out to a shekel. We made up one shekel per litra. Or ichveis 10 litres per shekel. And included here is the keva. So in this case, noisdan de lekeach gives the matanis lekayin to the kayin, umenakolim in adamim, but the meicher has to return the value of the matanis that this person who bought by weight paid for, because it turns out you sold him something which is not his. You see, if I just said, okay, I'm selling this whole area, I'm buying this whole area, and we made up a price. Okay, so you know the price doesn't include the matanis. That part belongs to the kayin. But if we officially measured something by weight, that means I'm paying for every drop of this. You can't say that wasn't included. If I bought 5 pounds of meat, so what do you mean? If one of the pounds has to be given to a kayin, it wasn't the butcher's to sell. And I'm paying by weight. That means I'm paying for everything. So under those circumstances, I would have to figure out the weight minus the amount that he has to give away, because that was never the seller's to be able to sell. 5 pounds of meat means 5 pounds of meat that belongs to the seller. The matanis does not belong to him. Now, what happens if you don't give the matanis some to behema? Does that mean the basar is asur biachila? Like if you don't give trumas and maisers? And the answer is no. If you don't give trumas and maisers, there's a very serious issur of tevel. But there is no such halacha. The basar does not become asur bi'achila if you don't give the zroi l'chaim bi'akeva. It's just that he was mevatel the mitzvah. The Bat Tanura says they used to put a person in cheirim for that, for not giving zroi l'chaim bi'akeva. The Bat Tanura says, even a kayin that is part of menametanais, if he's a butcher that shechts and sells on the marketplace, we're going to wait 2 or 3 weeks. Afterwards, we're going to ask him to take the matanais and give it to different kahanim. If he's an established butcher, we don't even wait, but right away we take it, and if he doesn't want to give it, then again they put the person in to cheirim. Okay, if we have a b'char that got mixed up with 100 behemoths of Chulin, and we don't know which is which, the din is, if they belong to 100 different people, each one can say, maybe I have the Bchar, I don't have to give the Zorah L'chaim V'keva. If they belong to one person, he can deduct one Zorah L'chaim V'keva. But that's it. For the rest, he has to give them a tanais. Some shechts, a behema that belongs to a kayan for a kayan, or a behema that belongs to a nachri for a nachri, he is pater min hametanais. If they are a partner in this behema, he's also pater. But you have to make a mark. Some say physically a mark in the Zorah L'chaim V'keva. People should know, oh, that's the siman that he has a partner who's pater. Another pshat we had is that you make sure that the Zorah L'chaim V'keva is in the part of the partnership that belongs to the Nachri or the Kayin. Behemoth is different kinds of partnerships where someone physically owns this part of the behemoth, someone owns that part of the behemoth, and then there's a kind of partnership where everybody owns everything 50-50. There you can't do it. You'd have to rearrange the partnership. Now, if the Kayin says to the Yisrael, I'm selling you a behemoth, but I'm not selling you the Matanis, then a Chanami. The one who buys it is Pater Menah Matanis, because it's not his, it belongs to the Kayin. Someone says to a butcher, sell me the insides or part of the insides of this Pata, and included over there is the Keva, which normally would go to the Kayin. So the buyer has to give it to the Kayin, and you can't say, I'm deducting it from the price. The Meicher does not have to deduct it from the price. You knew when you bought it that you were paying for everything else besides for this. But if you bought it by weight, then this is not included, because it wasn't the seller's to be able to sell. Some say if you're a partner with the Neivet Kechavim and he's mamish there at the time that you shecht it, you don't have to make a mark, because the Neivet Kechavim will let everyone know, oh, you should know, I'm a partner here. So Memela, people will understand on their own why he's not giving the Zorah L'chaim V'keva, known as the Matanais, to the Kayin.